So a couple of quick cases before we move on. And Sarah, this is from one of our docs. This is a real patient. I want to ask you what you would be thinking in this situation. 66-year-old woman with a 4-centimeter ER-positive HER2-negative tumor. The patient would like to have lumpectomy, but the size of her breast precludes it, and the surgeon says you got to shrink it down significantly. So most common answer here, Sarah, is to use chemotherapy. Significant number of the audience would also use endocrine therapy, and about a quarter would do something that we've seen in investigators, but maybe 25 to 35%, which is to get a genomic assay. Usually it's the 21-gene recurrence score, and then decide. So Sarah, do you use genomic assays in the neoadjuvant setting?
I usually don't, and the reason is this, and that is, for the majority of us, we have a lot of information about the tumor that you are not presenting here. We know if there's LVI, we know what the Ki-67, or at least what the grade of the tumor is, and the PR status. And if there were features that indicated this was a higher grade tumor where chemo is more likely to actually impact the size of the tumor, then I might be more likely to utilize chemotherapy. But given the information we have, we're in a rural rustic hospital with a pathology that only tells us ER and HER2. Yes, I think Oncotype DX would be beneficial here and kind of giving us an idea what sort of impact biologically chemotherapy would be likely to have in this situation. I wouldn't be enthusiastic to use chemo in an ER-PR positive lower grade tumor here. I don't think we're going to get what she needs to get to lumpectomy.
So does that mean you give hormonal therapy?
I have and will. In certain situations, if it's lower grade, but the patient has to be very committed to doing a long course, at least 6 months, with very close follow-up.
Angelo, in fact, this doc actually did an Oncotype, and it was low, gave letrozole, and took about 6 months, got good tumor response. The patient had breast-conserving surgery. What about the strategy that the doc took in this situation? Any comments, Angelo?
Well, you know, actually, I'm not recommending doing Oncotype DX in the neoadjuvant setting, but okay, if this patient got a very good tumor shrinkage after 6 months of letrozole, it's something that can happen. We see sometimes in clinical practice, I'm not very supportive of neoadjuvant endocrine therapy because actually the data that we have are not strong enough to do this in clinical practice. So basically, I would have been more in agreement with colleagues who said that they would start neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Let me say also one more thing. Actually, at least in Europe, additional information that we use to decide about neoadjuvant chemotherapy in a case like this would be PGR and also Ki-67 and grade. Because if you have a tumor that is ER positive, HER2 negative, grade 1, or low Ki, probably neoadjuvant chemotherapy would not be recommended in a case like this.
So one final case, this one's for you specifically, George, I guess because of your comments about node positive. A patient has a 3.1 centimeter, ER positive, PR positive, low grade, Ki-67 low, two nodes with micromets. Would you order a genomic assay?
I'd be perfectly comfortable with doing so. Yes.
Actually, it doesn't mention the age. Would it make a difference whether it was a young premenopausal woman?
I think certainly age would make a difference.